Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. It's Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Happy fall, everyone. I'm waiting for my lady. I don't see her yet, but hopefully she pops in real soon. Positivity begets positivity. Negativity begets negativity. So let's all keep it positive. I'll start with my first person, and it's a 856 prefix. Hello, 856. Where are you from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm in New Jersey.
And what's your question?
My question is, I'd like to know if you see me moving into a house that I was looking at yesterday in Pennsylvania.
Are you planning to buy it?
Well, I was talking to the owner about a possible rent-to-own.
Like toting the note. It looks like it could work out for you.
Oh, okay. That sounds good then. I would really like that. That's my question.
Well, it looks like it. Tote the note. You got rent option to buy.
Okay, great. All right, thank
you
very much.
And it's a good area, and you'll have more access to everything.
Oh, good. I like that. I like that a lot.
And your house has good mojo. And they say the address is a wonderful number for you.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's what they're telling me.
It's a 10 number, so I guess that's a 1, right?
A 1. That's a new beginning, a new start.
Oh, good. All
that's
right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
510. Hello, 510. Where are you from? What's your name? And
my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California, and I wanted to see if you see me and my friend Sean becoming closer this month, or what month do you see that?
You always ask this. You called before about this person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, I think you need to look someplace else, hon. That person, I don't get that they're connected to you very good. So you have to look in a different area.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. 321. Hello, 321. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, this is Tia calling from Michigan.
Hi, Tia.
How are you?
I'm good.
You sound like you're a little under the weather.
I'm what?
You sound like you're a little under the weather, perhaps.
No, my voice is just scratchy. we do have a lot of pollen in Florida, so that's not helping. So what part of Michigan are you from?
Yeah. I'm in Muskegon, Michigan.
Oh,
over by
cool.
Grand Rapids.
My family's. My dad's family's from there, and I lived in Clare, Michigan for a long time.
Not
so
too
I know
far
all
away.
About Michigan. So what's your
it's
question,
cold.
Tia?
I was just wondering if you could pick anything up from anyone in spirit. I keep feeling like my dad's over in spirit. His name is Ross. Like he's trying to get a message.
Well, he's showing me in Red Roses. and that's always an anniversary. So what, it can be a birthday, can be a death day, can be a real anniversary. So whatever's coming up, he's acknowledging that. And he's showing me a watch. Did he have a watch he wore?
Yeah, he did wear a watch, but I don't know what happened to it.
Was it an old Timex with a big face?
I believe so, yeah. Yes.
Well, there he's showing me that. I can't help what the dead people show me. But he's showing me that. And who is it that went fishing? He's with two other men, and they got fish on a string. So who went fishing?
It was all of us. I used to go fishing with them.
Well,
but,
he's showing
it could be
a whole string of fish. He's holding them up.
He probably was enjoying fishing.
Yep, he's fishing because he's holding the whole string of fish up. So that's your confirmation that your dad's around you. And then I also smell Old Spice.
So I don't think he ever wore Old Spice.
I know, but somebody who's dead wore Old Spice because it's permeating the whole room.
It could be my grandfather, his dad, that's his spirit.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. All your dead people are showing up. They'll talk till the cows come home.
Probably because I just turned 50. They're probably there for my birthday.
So the men folk on there are showing up. And then there also was military people.
Okay, yeah, my dad was military.
So I'm seeing Army. There's like green helmets.
Yeah. Yep, that was my dad.
Well, that's to let you know that your dad's there. There's confirmation of he's right here.
Does he have anything, any message, a specific message for me?
You're going the right way. You just have to focus. Don't get so scattered.
Okay, yeah. Very well
he
put.
He said, focus,
exactly
kid,
true.
Focus.
Was he shaking his leg at the same time?
Yep, he's saying, focus, focus. So there's your message from him. But all in all, he's proud of you. You turned out to be a good girl. He says you're a good girl.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Well,
very
he just,
nice.
That's what he's saying. I don't speak that way, so I know it's him talking. I hope that helped you.
It did very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 520. Hello, 520.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Hi.
And what's your name?
Tucson. This is Sharon calling you. Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
I have a property for sale, and I've shown it three times to a person called Sharon. Do you see her buying it this month, making an offer this month?
Well, you might have a bidding war, and you might get more money than what you thought.
More.
And it'll
I'll
be sold in the shortest time span that you can sell it, which is what, 45 days? I see you brushing your hands together, done deal, bada boom, bada bing, you made a profit. Take the money and run!
I love it. You've given me some great news. Thank
there
you
go. So and then you'll be able to have old lady fund. And then you'll be able to take a little vacay when it's a little bit safer to travel.
Hey, you must be psychic. I am an old lady.
It wasn't an insult.
I proudly stand up and say my age because I made it, I'm glad, and I'm surprised.
Well, in Native American Indian, you would be a crone, and that means a wise woman.
And, you know, my friend in heaven, who is my spiritual teacher, always, before I became 50, she always said that. She said, when you come to this age, you're going to be a crone. And so I have a lot of fondness for the word crone. a lot of fun.
Well, you are a crone now, and use your wisdom.
Well, I don't know about that part, but...
Oh, you got a little bit of smarts as long as you've lived, darling.
Tiny. I'm still working on it. But thank you so much, Mary Jo.
You're welcome. You have a good night now.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 919.
Hi.
Hello, 919.
Hi, this is Kay. I am calling. I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia. That's a North Carolina number, but I'm in Georgia.
Okay, and what's your question?
My question is around career. Do you see me starting a new job maybe the end of the year or first of the year?
Yes, I see you getting approached in an email by a headhunter.
Ooh.
And you'll be
okay.
Like a teacher trainer for, like, I call them pods, but little groups of people. And you'll be get better money, good salary,
okay.
And benefits, and you get teeth and eyeballs. And it does feel like it's a corp, but it's a good corp. They treat their people fairly and nicely. So look for that.
I love it.
Within, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's either 4 weeks or 4 months.
Yes.
It's not It's not 4 years.
Okay. Wonderful. That's perfect. Great.
Okay, so
yes,
keep an eyeball out and answer your emails.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, 440.
Hi there. How are you? My name
Hi.
Is
What's
Kelly.
Your name? Where are you from?
Kelly from Ohio.
Oh, my name's Kelly Jo, and you're Kelly.
I
cool.
know.
Good name. What,
right?
What is your question, hon?
So just a little background. So I have my eye on a guy from work, but before the coronavirus, I only met him once because I just started working there. But our vibes were, like, really, really powerful and electrifying. You know, it was like the Twilight movie. I was just wondering if you see, you know, anything happening with that or in my love life in general.
Well, I see you. I think that person is with somebody. It feels like he is. But you're going to meet another person with dark hair and brown eyes. He's like 5'11". He deals with management, and he works in the other, you'll meet him in a group activity somehow, you know,
mm-hmm.
socially distanced. And he'll ask you out for coffee, and then you'll coffee and talk, and then it'll mm-hmm. evolve into something nice. And
okay.
that feels like that'll probably happen by February. Looks like February of 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
What?
Oh, I just, you know, whenever I feel like really, really strong vibes. Like what is that? Like, is it
that's
just,
usually a past life thing. You've known them
mm-hmm.
in another lifetime, and it feels like that you were like Celtic, Gaelic, and you were dudes.
Mhm.
So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. 1111111. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from? Hello? Are you there? 11111, are you there? Nope. Okay, moving on. All right, 863. Hello, 863.
Hi. This is Julia
what's your name?
From
Where
Florida.
You from? And what's
Julia
your question?
Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
I was calling. Hello. I was calling to see about love. I'd like to connect with a you know, a love partner, relationship, a companion?
This, now you got choices out there, but I feel like you're going to get a gentleman from like Nantucket, up in that area. And he does a lot. And well, it's something that they do there, I guess. I don't know. I hear yeah. And he kind of has a little bit of hair missing up top, but it's not totally gone. He wears like one of those floppy hats. He loves to fish, and he loves outdoor stuff. And he's a happy sort. He's very kind and sweet. He feels like he's a widower, but he's still, you know, he's overcome it. You know, it's been a few years. And you guys strike up a conversation and you get talking, and you guys start out as companions, and then you become a good relationship. It feels like you're going to meet him, it feels like through a friend of a friend. And that feels like it'll probably happen at the beginning of the year. Even though we're in COVID, 2021 is your year. So you're going to have, you know, upliftment, happiness, joy, a companion and love, and good friend. You'll be friends first, you know. And he's more spontaneous than you because you don't go nowhere. He'll say, hey, you want to go to an auction? Hey, you want to go to the museum? Hey, you want to go to this festival? Hey, you want to do this? You know, hey, you want to go get an ice cream? You know, and you're like,
yes,
okay. You know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need, too. Somebody that
will,
you know, get
like,
me
okay,
out of my rut. So, yeah.
Get dressed up a little bit. We're going someplace nicer. Don't wear blue jeans and a blouse. Wear a dress. We're going someplace nicer. But he's a sweet
nice.
Man.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome.
And he has
yay.
Two kids already growed, you know. It feels like a girl and a boy.
Okay.
You know.
And they're okay
so they're already,
with him, you know, meeting somebody
yeah,
new?
Yeah, they're fine because he's,
okay,
they don't
good.
Expect him to be all by himself. They're, it's a really sweet family. So, and I
oh,
see
nice.
By location, you know, Florida and up
okay.
there. So. There you
so
go.
So he'll be here in Florida on vacation or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he goes,
if he's,
he bi-locates back and forth.
Okay. Okay.
Half and half.
Okay.
Yeah.
A snowbird.
Yeah, half and half. There you go. And
okay.
he loves animals.
Well, good.
So
oh,
that's a good
nice.
Thing. And somebody is
yeah.
going to gift you with a cockatiel.
Oh, okay. I've never had a bird before. That's cool.
Well, you'll do your due diligence and research of how to feed it and take care of it. It feels like somebody passes on and there's nowhere to give it, and you'll take it.
Okay. Wow.
You know, and you know, birds live 75 years, so you have them forever.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
<Bye.
laughs> Okay.
But it talks and it's a male bird, and I don't know what the bird's name is, but I think it starts with a G. So there you go.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that was amazing.
Right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm still looking for my lady. I don't see her yet. I don't know if she's going to show up. But, all right, now I lost my place. Where was I? 860. Let me see. 860.
Hello.
Did I do you?
No, you did not. How are you?
Oh, cool. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Amala from Connecticut.
And what's your question?
I have a question, just kind of general, but not really. October, November, do you see it getting better for me as far as social and meeting my tribe? Because it's just been, I've been really weeding out the ones that just don't work with me anymore. So I was just wondering, socially, do you see me meeting some like-minded people?
Well, I see you doing stuff online first because of COVID. But yes,
right.
I see you meeting a spiritual group.
Okay.
You'll fit in, and then I when things get a little safer, I see you going to spiritual gatherings. What state do you live in?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay, yeah, you told me that. I'm sorry. But I see meeting like-minded people and going to you'll do meditation, you'll do spiritual development, you'll do yoga, you'll do meditation, and you're going to form a group online, then eventually you guys will all meet in real life.
Oh, okay. So do you feel I want to meet these people in person in October, November, or is it past?
You're going to do it on Zoom or virtual land.
Okay.
A group meeting, and then you're going to meet in real life when you can.
Okay. Do you feel sense meeting a guy, a relationship? Any chance?
Well, where you right now, are you on a dating site?
No. I kind of meet people through social media, friends of friends.
Well, what I see is I see it on internet. So I always think of that as a dating site. So, but maybe you'll just talk to somebody on Facebook and get to know them and then start talking on the phone. And I see you doing that. That to me, that's like dating sites. Sorry.
Right.
I'm not that technological.
No, it's okay.
It won't be a scammer. It looks like a real person.
Do you sense when it might happen? That kind of thing
going on? It looks like you'll probably meet somebody in late November. And it looks like you'll talk, and then you'll exchange phone numbers, and you won't get catfished. You are going to meet some people that are catfishes, but this one will be real. He feels like he's a Sagittarian, and he feels like he has some people have the fine hair that's very straight.
Yeah.
And he feels like he has green eyes. He has the Romanesque nose and the Romanesque lips.
Okay.
And he's very spiritual, and he also plays the guitar, the six string guitar.
Oh, my God, that's so cool. I'm so into that. I really am.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, and he's sort of like Bohemian, and you're Bohemian, and two Bohemians will get along.
Oh, that's really cool. Can I just ask one little thing? I don't know why I always am getting this last person's name in my head. Is it because he's thinking of me? Not that I want to get back together with him.
Yeah,
why is his
it's
name
because you're still connected. You haven't cut the cords.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So
I got to do that.
So untie them, unwrap them, cut them, whatever,
and
send them on the way. And you go past, present, and future and cut the ties, and there you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
All right, good. Well, thank you. I don't want him back. I don't know why he's
No, you don't. He was icky. No. Icky poo.
No. You know what's so sad in a way? It's they're packaged so nicely on the outside. That's the illusion. You know,
but it's what's inside that matters.
I know. So,
well,
okay,
you become a real, just like the Velveteen Rabbit.
Well, all I know is that I know I'm beautiful on the outside and the inside, so I deserve somebody like that. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you so very much, Kelly.
You're
Joe.
Welcome.
Thank
then.
You. Okay. Right.
Bye. Let me see. Anybody else? Nope. Okay. So, 951. Hello, 951.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing. Where are you from, and what's your name, and what's your question?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California, and I wanted to see if you could, do a general.
Well, you got to ask, on the show, you have to just ask. I can't do a general, now, you know, if you want a private reading, I can do that. But ask one question that's important to you.
Well, you know, I'm having problems with my brother, and I wanted to see if that's going to if that's going to make them. Huh?
That's old family diadem stuff. It's kidhood stuff.
That's kid stuff?
Yeah, it's from when you were kids. He's jealous of you. And he's stubborn.
Oh,
he's not going to listen to you. He's like planting his feet and doing the la-la song, and he's not going to hear a word you say. He's going, la-la-la, I'm not hearing you. I'm not going to listen. And he's jealous of you. He thinks you are the fave.
I'm the what?
The favorite.
Oh, I might be. I really,
you know?
I might be, because I'm just kind of a kinder person.
Right. He's jealous and he's greedy, and he wants it all.
Greedy?
He's greedy.
Yeah.
He wants it all. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. When we both got our inheritance, he wanted to know when I was going to come up and make my will out, and I didn't have anyone, so I left everything to him. But I told him that was years ago, and but he's really helped me in the last 7 years or so. But it doesn't seem to last long, you know.
Yeah, because there's still that undercurrent. I'm sorry. I don't know
yeah.
if you. You'll heal it, but he won't, because he just, you got more, you were the favorite, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know why he's fighting with you, because you gave him everything anyway, so, you know, but it's yours now. He has no right coming in there, swooping in, and saying, I want what you got right now. He can have it when you're dead and gone. If you choose not to give it to him, that's your prerogative.
Oh, this is a long time ago. This is like 25 plus
I know that, but it still
dad.
Stands. The energy still stands there.
Yeah. Well, I've been
I'm sorry.
Frozen.
I'm not.
He's,
I'm
actually,
not.
He's an eight of diamonds right now, and he's got a lot. Well, he spends all his money. He makes a lot, but he owes. He's married this Chinese gal from China, and he spends an awful lot of money on her. It seems like he's made her a god.
Well, he just, whatever she wants, she's what I call an I want her woman. I want.
She's really a gold digger, because...
Right,
I
want her.
She doesn't want me to get any money, but she gave her friend $10,000 of my brother's money over when she was in China when the COVID was there, so...
Goodness sakes. But
and,
you have to do you. You have to stay away from these people right now. Because he's not
going
to
change. Yeah, you know, it was her birthday, and she wanted to know if I was coming over. And I go, John said I can't eat there now. So, and they were really being mean there. I'd stand there when they weren't there. And then they came back, and they wanted me to leave. And I would buy food.
Well,
it's
a big mess.
Eat it.
You need to leave. You need to leave
What's
them
up?
Alone. You need to leave them people
yeah.
alone. They're nasty to you.
I still have some stuff in the garage, and they want me to come over and get it. So I'm going to still have to see them.
Oh. Well, but the stuff in the garage ain't that important.
Yeah, you know, it might be good. You know, I think they want me to get it now, but it might be kind of good to wait a while and
yep,
let it cool down.
Yep, I think
down.
You need to wait a while. Just stay away.
When they text me, that's, you know, about it. That's when I know it's probably time to come, or maybe soon, you know.
So you need to leave them alone and do your life.
Right.
Okay? Because all they do is hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
All right, hon. Sorry about that, but you can divorce your family if they're toxic.
Yeah. All right, then.
But things will get better. You're going to make some good friends, and you're going to hang with friends or family that you make for yourself, and you're going to do that.
Can I ask one more question?
Okay, what you want?
Well, I've injured my eyes like a couple months ago, and they've gotten better, and I really kind of see blurry a little bit in it, so it really concerns me that tore my retina out, and they did laser surgery on it a couple months ago.
Well, it's still healing.
Oh. It's still healing, but so I'm hoping I'm kind of seeing better, but, you know, when I look at the computer or the phone, you know, I want to get some, you know, I want to get...
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I do see it returning, but you got to be patient with it, and you got to put, like, a cool rag on it and rest your eyeballs.
Like, maybe close my eyes, put some eye thing on, take some eye...
And then put a cool rag over it and rest your eyeballs for a little bit.
Well, yeah.
But it will heal, but it's taken longer than you think, and I'm not a doctor.
It's been a couple of months, you know. A couple of months might you know, be a lot better.
Well, I see the left one worse than the right one. You know,
the
but...
The left one is... Yeah.
But
I
do see you being able to see.
But you see it getting better soon. And
yes.
Dramatically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I see you seeing, but the left one will be a little more fuzzy fried after it heals than the other one.
It was worse. I saw a lot, you know, more of a spider web in it. I thought it might have been cataracts or something, but it's really mellowed out.
He
it's,
had
you know,
retina,
really...
huh? Yeah.
Yeah,
but
they did a laser surgery. They clicked it. They really got me in the next day, and when I went there, they got me in right away because they said it might have been really important, so I was really... It takes like 6 weeks to get an appointment otherwise. Or, you
but
know,
you
got to
be patient with yourself because you try to hurry things up too quick.
Right.
Calm down, boo-boo.
Hey, well, thank you so much. You're so
You're
precious.
Welcome. You have a good night. You're going to be okay.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Kelly Jo.
All right. 212. Hello. What's your name?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
And what's your question?
I have a feeling that I'm emerging into like an opening. I've been getting these, yesterday I was feeling this like energy come into me. And whereas before weeks ago, things seemed kind of dead, like kind of like in a sleeping mode, spiritually speaking. And I just want to see what your guides say about that.
Yeah, you look like you're doing the work within yourself, and you're really opening up to your spirituality, and you get things through hearing and also sensing. So,
right.
I feel like you're going to learn how to sense differently.
Okay. Like, how so?
Sensing is feeling, you know, sensing it, knowing it, sensing it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's how you pick up stuff.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're always remember to use your protection prayers and use your discernment and ask of whom it comes by. Don't forget to do that.
Right.
You know, but you're really delving in there, and they say that to help channel your energies and stuff, journaling would help you.
Yeah, I'm doing some of that. I'm trying to do a little more every day, you know, just whatever comes out, right? Whatever
right.
comes into onto
you
paper.
Know? But you're really doing leaps and bounds, and you aren't stopping yourself and getting in your own way anymore.
Yeah, sometimes... Do you feel there's like a past life I have to deal with that is blocking me in some way? Is there like a past life issue?
You know, no.
No.
I don't believe in that. It ain't because you killed 500 people in another lifetime.
I did?
No, you didn't. I'm just saying it ain't because. Like, ain't means that you didn't.
But so I'm on the right track. So
yes,
what you're
getting
I'm on
out
the right
of your
track.
Fear mode. You're learning how to be fearless. Because you used to be afraid of everything.
Well, I'm still dealing with it, though. I mean, I still feel the fear.
But you are not as bad as you were. You were like willy-nilly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true when I was younger.
Now you aren't. You're okay. And you've chosen a path, and you're on the right path. You aren't to the left. You aren't to the right. You're where you need to be.
Okay.
One of your things that would help you, a mantra, are put on post-it notes, I am safe. I am here now. I am in the present.
Okay. That sounds good.
And that'll help you, so stick it on your mirror or wherever you see them all the time.
Okay.
But you are far, far better than you were 2 years ago.
Wow, okay.
By a gazillion leaps and bounds.
Wow. It's funny. I didn't think so, but, you know, it's always like outside perspective.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. 917. Hello, 917. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hey, my name is Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. And how can I help you? What's your question?
Yes. My question is, are there any messages that you pick up around me or anything I should know? I think I'm on the right path now. I just gotta get going.
Well, you are on the right path, but you're going to have an unlooked-for opportunity out of the blue, and it feels like it'll happen within a six. So it's either 6 weeks or 6 months or 6 days. And you're on your way to doing your live stream. And you're going to get your mojo back. So, and you're going to do you instead of for everybody else. And you've learned limitations and boundaries. You've learned limitations and boundaries. No is a powerful word. And you are going to start your own boutique business.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What kind of boutique do you see?
I don't know. That's what I'm getting. It's like it's all you.
All right.
You know, and then you're going to dream the name of it. You're going to be given the name. You got a grandma that's on your mom's side that will come and give you the name of it. And it's an antique name. It's like an old word and an old name that people don't use anymore.
Oh, okay. Gee. And this business that you see, oh my goodness. Do you see coming up, like, in the next year?
Yep. Oh. 2021 end of.
Okay, cool. Cool, all right.
All right, I hope that good. Helped you, but it's something that you thought of and you let it go because life got in the way.
Yeah, something got in the way. I'm just trying to see. It's not my aerobics. It's not that, because I can do that anytime. I think I know what you're talking about. I think I do. Okay. I'm going to do an outbook of reading with you. When you just get past the 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months situation, then I will be clearly focused.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for the messages. I love it.
All right. You have a good night. Okay, 619.
Could that
Hello,
be me?
619. How
Is that
are
me?
You? Yep.
Oh, hi, Kelly Joe. I'm Rita.
Hi, Rita.
How are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
There's so many questions. I mean, there's so many questions, but I'm not panicking about any of it. I'm just letting
it
all the way supposed to fall. Yeah, there's dating question. I gifted my car the court thing, the lawyer is in touch with me. You know, there's so much going on. I just got back into Florida after, 3 months of not being here. What do you know, Cal? My question is, do you know?
Well, you'll have resolution of, you're going to clear up the stuff with your dad's stuff. That's resoluted.
Yeah, I feel that too. Yeah.
And it'll be completed probably, if not by the end of this year, the next year, the beginning of January, February. So that's one of the things.
Okay. Question there is, the taxes are going to be due over there, and I've been paying them for 3 years, even though someone else has the deed and is not paying them. He's waiting for the sale, the auction sale. This time it's $1,000. Do I pay that in November?
Well, so you don't lose it.
Yeah, otherwise he gets it for nothing. He goes to the sale.
Right.
And
Right.
Okay, I'll figure it out. I've been doing it for like 3 years. Okay.
And then you have to figure out how to get it for auction.
Get it out of auction. Yeah, it's by paying the taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you get it out of auction. Yeah.
I've done it for 3 years. One time I did it the night before. Okay. So, like I said, I'm not panicking about anything, but what do you see with my business, my angel business?
You're going to get that started up more and pay attention to it more. And I see you doing virtual reality classes.
Yeah, okay.
I see you doing that. And then you're also going to do, like, where you can have, like, Square on your phone, and they can pay you, like, $20. And you'll do, like, art classes, too.
Okay.
With the angel classes.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah,
I see you doing that.
Okay. And actually hired my granddaughter to do all that work for me, to figure it all out, website, everything. And she's working really well on that, so that's good.
Yeah, and your website will do real well, and it'll start getting hits, and you'll start doing classes.
Oh, yay. I sure want
you'll probably start them maybe the end of October and, you know, beginning of November, and then holiday, you won't do anything. Then January and February, you'll get busier.
Oh, okay. Good to know, too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, real quick, a car. I gifted my car because I didn't want to put the money out to repair. Meanwhile, I'm helping my granddaughter repair it. Yeah, we are.
Well, you're gonna get like a little used car that's owned by a little old lady and no mileage, and it'll be a tan. It'll be a bigger car, but it'll be a tan car. All right, I hope that helps you.
Oh, right. Kelly Jo, I love you, girl. You take care. Bye now.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 111. We'll try you one more time. Hello, 111. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Time for one question. What's your question?
Yeah, make it quick. My name is Lisa, and I have this gentleman that he said he's calling me, and I'm not sure what he wants. He's a dark skin, tall, black hair.
What is he, harassing you?
No. He was a crush. You know, we were talking.
Oh, okay.
And then
I see it like a flash in the pan. It won't amount to anything. It didn't before, and it won't again.
So
you might go out and have, you might have socially distanced coffee, and then it'll satisfy the enigma of it, and the enigma will be solved.
Does that mean that we're going to see each other? Is that what you're saying? You want to
see other words, it's a flash in the pan. It's not going to go anywhere.
So why is he calling me?
I see you guys having socially distanced coffees, and you'll find out that it won't work. So that's what I'm saying. You'll go and you'll institute it, but it won't work. Okay?
Oh. Okay, so you see me having coffee with him then?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's kind of sad.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Okay.
That's just what I see. That doesn't mean that you won't have another nice brown-skinned person that'll be a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but what's the point of having coffee? What does he want?
Well, you're gonna
what does he want?
You're going to talk, get to know you.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll go talk to him then, the man we're talking about then. I will wait for the coffee, right?
Yeah, you won't hurt nothing.
Okay.
Ma'am, all right,
I wish
thank
you.
Have
more time.
Yeah, all right, again. Bye. Okay, thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you in the future.